I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukrainians flee from Russian advances in the West, but Christians are faithfully sharing God's Word. And then find out how you can help Keys for Kids resources become available to a billion Mandarin speakers. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, a senior Russian officer warns that the Ukraine conflict could spread into Europe as Russian troops advance in eastern Ukraine. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says,
the conflict seems to be escalating. Russia is doubling down, and a lot of the support has pulled away from Ukraine and is going to other situations around the world.
Ukraine says its forces are holding on, but Russian troops are now attacking five areas along the 700-mile front line. Those who stayed as long as possible in places like Donetsk are now boarding trains to flee as Russian troops inch closer.
According to the statistics and what our people are telling, virtually every family in the Ukraine is at most one step away from the devastation. So they are dealing with extreme PTSD at times. They have lost their whole family or their whole city.
Mega Voice church partners throughout Ukraine have refused to leave, and they're distributing audio Bibles to anyone who asks.
It has a flashlight, it's solar powered, and it has God's Word as well as trauma healing courses.
Pray that the peace of Christ will comfort hearts on both sides of this war.
The prayer is for God to bring first internal peace with God before we can have peace with each other.
Next, minorities press on despite an increasingly dangerous atmosphere in Iran. A new report says executions surged for the second year in a row as authorities targeted protesters involved in the Women, Life, Freedom movement. Yet those surrendered to Christ don't fear death. Mike with Heart for Iran says,
the vast underground church movement inside Iran is being led primarily by women. They have left Islam and become Christian.
Heart for Iran recently gathered these young Iranian Christ followers and their male counterparts for a leadership development discussion.
God has given these younger believers such amazing tools to contribute to the Iranian society. These are people who are saying, I matter. I can change the destiny of my nation. And I'm brave enough to stand in a gap.
Many young leaders said their unique giftings don't have a place in the local church.
Defining a leader goes beyond the church context. The survival of the church and Christian movement in Iran depends on Christian leaders within the marketplace.
Heart for Iran is helping young leaders fine-tune and develop their skills and passions, enabling them to serve God through vocation.
Please pray for the younger emerging leaders to understand that to be an effective Christian leader does not mean that you have to serve in the church only.
And Mandarin is the heart language of more than a billion people worldwide. Soon, millions of kids and adults who use Mandarin at home will have access to the gospel thanks to Keys for Kids. Executive Director Greg Yoder says,
we are in the midst of a campaign to get Keys for Kids and unlock into the Chinese language. It's all being contextualized, and it's going to be something that really isn't available.
Keys for Kids is also working on faith-based audio drama programs, and they're developing resources for children's camps like Vacation Bible School.
Some of those have already been done, and we're super excited about the response.
While mainland China is home to the most Mandarin speakers, other hotspots include the United States and Canada, with 3 million and 450,000 Mandarin users, respectively. That's exactly where Keys for Kids is heading first.
We want to reach out to North American Chinese churches and provide a resource for first-generation Christians.
But there's a lot of work left to do.
We have about a half of year of audio production for the Keys for Kids, and then we need to start completely on the unlocked devotionals.
And it comes with a hefty price tag.
We need about $50,000 to begin this process.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.